Hello, this is Spencer DeVries, lead pastor of the Well Fort Payne. Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast today. It's our hope and our prayer that every time you listen to one of our services, that your life is changed by the power of the Word of God. So I encourage you today, listen with open ears and an open heart. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly and receive it with gladness.
Well, good evening. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Pastor Spencer. He stole most of my opening, so I don't know what I'm going to go with. I was thinking that, though. I was like, hey, I was going to say a lot of that in my opening, so I'll just skip that part. As usual, he done it a lot better than I would have. I promise you that. But I do want to say happy Valentine's Day. I think one thing that was on my heart during worship tonight is just thanking God for love. He gave us several gifts, but the greatest is love. And just be in prayer. For me, it's to love like he loves, that I know we're barely scratching the surface on love, and I know this ain't part of the message tonight, but it was just on my heart during praise and worship, and so I had to find another opening since he took mine, so here we are. But I did want to open with a joke tonight. Do y'all mind? I'm not saying it's a good one, but what do you call a belt made of $100 bills? A waste of money. Waste. Like I said, I thought a joke might just ease the crowd here, but just to recap a little bit. Oh, and I did one more thing. I did want to apologize for my hair. I really need a haircut, and I'm so sorry that I haven't got one. I know it doesn't have much to do with financial other than I go all the way to Ider because it's the only place around you can get a $10 haircut. So with that, it's hard for me to make it all the way to Ider when I need one, but I'm trying to get up there. Well, my parents live up there. My mom and them do. So, but hopefully I'll get one before Sunday. But just to recap a little bit about last week, you know, we did talk about being a good steward and how this isn't about growing, you know, wealth, or it's not about growing wealth for the church or the greed of money, but it's about being a good steward of what God's given us, and everything is God's. So we also went over the baby steps last week. I hope, like Pastor said, you reviewed them. We're going to go through them again because repetition is memory. So the more times we go through them, we're going to get them implanted in us. It's going to be a part of us. Step one was $1,000 starter emergency fund. Step two was we're going to pay off all our debt except the house using the debt snowball. Step three, we're going to save 3 to 6 months expenses for a fully funded emergency fund. And then step four, we're going to invest 15% of our household income into our retirement. Step five, we're going to save for a children's college fund if you choose to. Step six, we're going to pay off our home early. And then step seven, we're going to live and give like no one else. And I hope, like he said earlier too, when he was opening for me, our homework was you were supposed to figure out where you was. So I hope you know where you're at right now and where you're going to be starting at. And then I gave you some homework about finding out your total monthly income and your total monthly bills and your total debt. That was for you. Like I said, you don't have to turn them in, but hopefully you got it, you and your partner in this, and y'all know where you're at right now. And then the next thing we went through was the questionnaire. And I think everybody had a good time with that. It seemed like, I know a lot of people were talking about it at the end. That seemed to be the funnest part of it. But the questionnaire determined if you was a nerd or a free spirit. And that's going to be important as it leads us into our topic with budgeting, because usually the nerd sort of takes control here, takes role. They enjoy filling out the budget. They enjoy the numbers and putting everything together. So they usually put it all together for the monthly budget. And budgeting is so important to your financial success because it's the foundation of your financial plan. It's where it all begins, is a good budget. You can't attack anything until you come up with a plan of how you're going to attack it. So the budget, that's the reason that I wanted to start with this before we even tackle any of the baby steps, because we need a good budget and a good plan before you even, no matter where you're starting at, to go forward from there. Our scripture this week that I'm wanting to open with is in Proverbs. I'm going to be reading Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5. And then I'm going to read Proverbs 25, verse 28. The first one, Proverbs 21, verse 5, it says, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty, surely to poverty." A budget is all about planning. It's planning out where our money's going to go. And in 28, it says, "Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls." So we need diligence to plan it out, but we also need self-control to walk our budget out. It takes both planning and self-control to have financial success. It doesn't do any good to come up with a great plan and then you never pursue it. Same way, it doesn't do any good to have all the drive in the world, but you don't have any plan to carry it out. So it takes both. A budget puts you in control of your finances. It puts you in charge of where your money's going, and it also helps give you visual aid to see where your money's going every month. So you can look back and say, man, that's where all my money went. Now you can actually see where it's going. Money is called currency, and like a current, it's always moving and it's always flowing. And if you don't direct it, it will flow right through your hands. So a budget helps see, one, where the money's flowing, but it also helps you to see if you have any leaks. And for me, it was when I first started filling out a budget, the first thing I noticed was Walmart was one of my biggest ones. Anytime we run in there, it was like, oh yeah, I need a few things here, need a few things there. But as the month tallied up, I'd look back, it's like, man, I spent a bunch of money at Walmart. What did I need at Walmart? The other one for me was gas stations. We used to be so bad about, hey, we would leave the house and somebody needed something to drink. We'd be like 2 minutes down the road, and I'd be like, really? Y'all are thirsty? We just left. Why didn't you grab something? But those were the two things for me. For you, it may be something else. It may be Amazon, online ordering. It may, like I said, but a budget helps you see that. Once you lay it out and you look back on it, you can see where all your money went the month before. So tonight, we're going to start going over a monthly budget and what one looks like. And the first one that I want to go over tonight is, it's new technology. It's an app that you can use on your phone. And there's several budgeting apps out there, but this is the one that I'm going to go over. This is the one that the Ramsey team that they use and that they sponsor. It's called Every Dollar. And to get it, they got it all up there on the thing for you. So to get it, you just look it up on your app store and you download it. Greatest part about it, it's free. So you just download it on the app store, put it on your phone. Once you get it downloaded, you're going to register your email and create you a password. It's also free. They do offer, when you do this part, they're going to offer versions that do cost money. And the upgrade for them, a lot of them, they will link right to your bank account. So as you're spending money, it'll be updating your budget on your spending too. But you don't need that. We're not here to spend money. We're here to save money. So you heard it straight from me. The free version is always the best. Then you'll enter your name and what's important to you, what you're out to achieve by this. So it's going to come up, you're going to enter your name, who you are, and then it's going to come up, hey, what are you interested in here? And I think they have it up there. Yeah, it's got it on there, pay off debt or safer retirement. Stop living paycheck to paycheck. That's always a good one to strive for. Save for your kids' college, save for a home or to travel. And I may have trouble going back and forth between this, but we ain't no hurry anyway, so I don't take very long most of the time. You guys out there, man, it's quiet in here. That's what I was thinking. It felt like it. I was like, man, this is one of them quiet nights. Nobody's going to be talking to me. So next after that, then you're going to select the month that you're going to be working on, and that's going to be in that top corner. You can go back to the one before that, Shelley. It's going to be in this top corner right here. You select the month, and of course, the year's 2024, and then all you do is hit create budget, and that's going to take you to the next slide here. You want to make sure that you're on plan when you're entering in your information, because this is you planning out what expenses that you're going to be having the month before. So as you go to enter that, you'll enter your income, all your income right here, and then you'll begin to enter your planned expenses. If you can go to the next slide, Shelley. And for this, it's got it listed out, like every expense that you could think about spending on. You can start with your emergency fund. Then it's got your mortgage or your rent, your water, your natural gas, your electricity, your cable, your trash. Then it comes over here, your transportation. It moves on to your gas and your maintenance of your vehicle. Food, it's got your groceries or any money that you're wanting to spend on restaurants. And then personal, it goes to clothing, your phones, fun money, haircut, cosmetics, subscriptions. You got lifestyle, pet care, child care, entertainment. Right here, miscellaneous. You got gym, medicine, doctor visits, health insurance, life insurance, auto insurance. I think that's homeowner or renter's insurance and identity theft. So it's got everything that you could just about think of, but each box also has the Adderall. So if there is something that as you're going, this helps you try to remember the things that you, the expenses that usually come up through the month. But if you find something that you spend money on that it's not on there, you can always add a row and just type it in and enter that expense. But when you're starting out, the best thing to do, look back through your checkbook, bank statements, something like that. You can review the month before and try to get an idea of what you spent money on. That way you can plan on this month. If you know that, hey, I do this every month, or this is a common thing, but you can add up. What's good about once you enter all that in, all you do is swap back at the beginning from expenses to from expenses to you would input your expenses at the top where you selected that. So after you got one filled out, then you would manually go in as you spent money, and it would compare them on the electronic version. That's what I was saying. The one that you pay for, it will automatically link to you like your debit card, and it'll keep them right in line with each other. This was the first budget that I ever used when I used it, and I used it when I first took the Financial Peace University, but I ended up creating my own budget after that. I didn't really like this one, and that was just me. What I didn't like about it is the layout of it. I wanted something that I could see everything at once. This was, you had to scroll through to keep up with, so I didn't really like that. So I did bring my budget too that I wanted to go over with you guys. And this one, this is the budget that I created. It's just on an Excel sheet. I just put in some fake numbers here. So if the numbers don't make sense, or if you think, oh my goodness, can't believe he don't make more money than that, or I can't believe he spent so much money on that, or whatever. These are just fake numbers, so y'all know nothing about me still. So on this one, I put all my monthly bills here. Let me start with the green. The green is the number of pay periods in a month that are going to be there, and then our amount of income for the month. So I entered in our income here, and then I listed out my monthly bills here that we entered in, our house, power bill, garbage, water, car insurance, cell phone, and then they tally up here. Then I had a savings box, how much I wanted to save each week. Giving, car, this was for the gas. And then grocery bill. Everybody's like, $150 a week. Holy, where was you shopping at? And then miscellaneous. And the miscellaneous, to me, was a life changer because this was also our money envelope system. If you've heard many people talk about this, this is old school. We still do this. We go Friday. We get out a certain amount of money. I have it written out. The bank tellers, they cannot stand me because I come in with like so many 20s, so many 5s, so many 1s, and it's a pain for them, you know. But they've got used to us over the years. They just smile and say it doesn't matter. But so we go get that out every Friday, and we put it up. And this is, so we got mom money on here. That's for, I guess that's for mom. For she gets money. We got mom money on there. We got gas for the lawnmower. We got car maintenance fund. We got clothes. We got restaurants. We got child chore money, child snack money. We got a birthday gift fund because that's something that we started. It seemed like every time we come around, it was somebody's birthday. So we just started putting so much money in every week. That way we had a fund. That way when somebody's birthday came up, we were ready. We didn't have to worry about it because Crystal loves buying people birthday presents. She's a real good giver. And then haircut money. Of course, you don't need much when you get $10 haircuts, but you got that in there. And then you got mom's hair fund. And then any special expenses that may come up. So, you know, sometimes it's maybe the kids' birthday parties, or maybe I just put these examples in there, a doctor bill and a hunting license, something that's not just an every month thing. And then it tallies up the income and then the expenses and the balance. And that's you know, one of the most important things that you're always shooting for in a budget is a zero-based budget. Anybody got any questions on this one? No? Of course y'all don't. Y'all don't like to talk. You know, y'all can write your questions down and mail them to me if y'all don't want to say nothing in here. So, like I said, the number one goal in filling out a budget is having a zero-based budget. You want to put a plan, you know, for every dollar that you have. And this is something when I first heard it and I first took the class was really crazy to me. It was like, Well, what do you mean you want me to spend my money every month? How am I supposed to plan on spending all my money? But for all my savers in the room, do remember that there is a saving box. So the thing is, you're still saving money. You're just planning on saving money instead of just getting by or what if or maybe or hoping on it. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We put that in the special expenses. Yep. And usually I think we would start it in November, but that's up to you, depending on how far out you wanted to go. But we would sit down and for our budget meeting before Christmas. We'll go over that in just a minute. But we would sit down and we would go ahead and list out everybody was going to buy a gift for, how much we were planning on spending on them. And then we would plan on that, if that makes sense. Yep. You would probably take from, you would either take from savings, okay. If you didn't want to do that, then you would have to cut groceries. Ooh, yeah, okay. Or you can cut the entertainment fund. Hey, we can't go out to eat as much or we can't spend as much on entertainment because we've got Christmas coming up. Any other questions? Remember, I don't know everything. Remember I told y'all that last time too. I didn't recap on that. All right. Like I said, this is all about being intentional. And now that we've sort of covered on how to fill out a budget, now comes the fun part. Because up until this, it's all been about planning. So after the nerd gets their budget filled out, I want you to plan on having a budget meeting between you and your spouse. So if you're single, I want you to get an accountability partner. Obviously, someone that you trust and that you're comfortable with and, sharing your information like this. But it also needs to be somebody that is going to be honest with you, not somebody that's just going to be like, oh, yeah, you deserve it. You deserve to go out every night. Yeah, honey, you working. You got to go. Yeah, it can't be somebody like, it needs to be somebody that's going to be, honest with you. Like, hey, that's a waste of money. Maybe you shouldn't be doing that. So before the month starts, you need to have a budget meeting. There is a few meeting rules that I do want to go over. Pastor Bonnie must already be up there. She's already laughing. But for the nerd, these are your rules. If you're the nerd, you've already put it together and you've brought it here. You're first, bring the budget in, have your say, and cut it off. That's it. Remember, it's not a weekend conference. It's about a 15-minute meeting. I mean, you ain't got to explain everything out. You just lay the rules out. And also insist on the free spirit, putting in their input in it. For the free spirit, you must attend the meeting. That's a must. You have to. You must give thoughtful input. How about that? So really, really think about it and try to put in some input in it. Remember, it's we. We're together in this. It's not ye. It's we. We're working together. And then also, never again use the phrase, whatever you want, honey. Or whatever you say, honey. You can't use that phrase anymore. This is very important because, like I said, up until this point, it's been all about this planning. You hadn't really put any rubber to the road yet. But, once you get this, you come into agreements on it. Hey, this is our plan. We're going to stick with it. This is where we become united. And that's why it's so important that you do agree on it. As I started out, it doesn't do any good for y'all to agree on something that neither one of you is going to put wholehearted in to try to accomplish. So make sure that you're putting in your input. If you don't agree with something, bring it up. Be like, hey, I really feel like I need hair money. Our clothing fund, that was a big one for us that we took away from it because it seemed like, mom always worries about clothing the children. They got clothes. I mean, turn that inside out. They could wear it. They keep wearing that. That's still good. Bless our heart, y'all. I mean, y'all to see the stuff I try to wear and I have to go back and change. I mean, me being a redneck, I'm lucky I got a shirt on most of the time and shoes, but. And then I just wanted to give you my advice as far as filling out a budget. First one is the budget is like a guide rail. It's not shackles and chains. I mean, it's there to keep you on track. You're gonna get off from it every once in a while, but don't give up on it just because you do. It just helps guide you and direct you in your spending. It's not a prison. It's not like, oh, I can't do nothing now that I'm on a budget. It's just about planning things out. And I want to prepare you too. your first budget, most of the time, it's going to not work. I mean, this is something, you know, if you haven't been doing one, you've been doing your own thing for a while, and y'all, and you may say, well, we've been getting by, I don't need a budget. Well, that's okay, too. Like I said, this is, it's your money, you can do what you want to, but this is just my advice. So, but just stay at it, and the last thing is just don't get discouraged and don't give up on it. Like I said, it's a work in progress. You're going to fine tune it. You're going to see things that you missed and you think, man, I missed that. I didn't save as much this month as I wanted to. And you go back and you adjust on it. And then the homework for this week is I want you to start working on your March budget. Now, this is February. We got a few weeks now. But I want you to go ahead and start working on you a March budget. You can download this app, this EverDollar app, or you can, if you would like my budget, my blank, I can, if you'll write down your email address, I'll don't care at all just to email you that and you can use that. Or if you want to create your own, you know, some people want to create their own budget. That's fine too. Just start working on something. Any questions? Nothing? All right. All right, yeah. 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 Anyone else? Well, you know, we wanted this to be more like a classroom setting. So if you had any questions, yeah, go ahead, sir.
Why does it need to be a zero?
Because you need to put a purpose behind every dollar. Because if you don't, it's going to flow right through your fingers. Yeah, it's gonna be like that belt of $100 bills. You start your own belt. Yeah, you can move stuff around. Anybody else? All right. Well, that's all I got this week. If you are good with budget, next week we're going to start looking at the baby steps, and we'll begin to focus on the debt snowball. So, all right. Thank you, guys. Love y'all.
Thank you, Pastor Jeff. I know that this can seem tedious for a lot, but trust me, if you will take this and apply it to your life, it will change your life. I know one thing for Madison and I, when we started budgeting, when we first got married, we tried budgeting and we thought it didn't work, and that was because we didn't work at it. Okay. And sometimes you think that something doesn't work because you don't work at it. And so maybe you've tried budgeting in the past. Trust me, get back on the horse, try again. One thing that I noticed, it eliminated frustration from our life, because something would come up, a birthday of a sibling, or the children need haircuts. You know, when you have as many children as I do, you better be budgeting haircuts, right? we need to be going to Eider. We do. But, you know, I would find myself constantly frustrated, like, oh, we've got to pay for this month. But if you know you have to pay for it, it's a lot less frustrating when it doesn't catch you off guard. And so if you'll sit down and you'll plan, Madison is the nerd. I'm more the free spirit. I said when I took that test, I was balanced. But if I'm being honest, I probably lean towards the free spirit side, because when he put that up there about you must attend the meeting, I was like, yeah, I'm a free spirit. I realized. And especially when he said you can never say, honey, do whatever you want. Because if I had a dollar for every time I said, it's fine, honey, you whatever, do whatever you want, you know, we'd live and give like nobody else, because we'd be just fine. But seriously, I want to encourage you, work at this. I wish that I'd put more work and time into this when we were younger. And now that we do budget, it's a lot better. And I love that idea. Talon, thank you for that great question. Why the zero-based budget? Because if you don't tell your money where to go, your money will go away. Right? And so make sure that you're telling every single dollar where to go. And that, to me, you may say, well, that's being so controlling, not having any fun. Budget, he had fun money on there.
right? They're like, you can, the whole point of a budget is not about not having fun. It's about you telling your money where to go. And so budget fund, that's something that when we first started actually trying to budget, we were very intentional. We're going to budget this much money every single month to go and do something together as a family. That's very important. You can't just put everything in savings, y'all, after you pay your bills, okay? But yeah, exactly. Free spirit talking, yeah. And you need that balance. And listen, let me say this. If you're single, make sure, he was talking about accountability partners. If you're a nerd, get a free spirit as your accountability partner. If you're a free spirit, get a nerd as your accountability partner, because you need that to balance you out. And it will help so much. So anyways, but the whole point of this is that we'd be good stewards of what God gave us. You can apply these principles, not just to money. You can apply them to relationships. You can apply them to your giftings, your abilities that God, maybe you're sitting here going, I have giftings and abilities that God's given me that I'm not telling them where to go. I'm not telling, they're laying dormant in my life. And so use them to further the kingdom, to help people. But we want this class, we've got 2 more weeks of this. We want it to be helpful to you. And so feedback helps us to be more helpful. And so that's what Pastor Jeff was saying. He said to mail it to him. I'm going to say mailing costs money. So text him, because you have to buy a stamp to mail something. So text him, it's free. But anyways, we hope this is helpful to you guys, and I'm looking forward to next week. Pastor Jeff, I'm having a great time. I'm even though I'm a free spirit, I'm getting a lot out of this, and I'm having a good time. I'm trying to become more nerdy in my old age. So, anyways, all right, yeah, I'm getting old. What month are we in? February. In April, I will be 33. And I had a. Can I share a revelation with y'all today? I had a revelation, huh?
You're half of me.
I'm half of you. I had a revelation today. I could be a grandparent in 10 years because my son turns 21 this year. No, my son turns 11 this year. So in 10 years, he'll turn 21. And I had my first child at 22. So it's very reasonable that in 10 years, I could be a grandfather. Took me a minute. I was like, is my homeschool math adding up here? Is this right? Could I really be a grandfather in 10 years? And Madison was like, yeah, we could. Like, we've been married longer than that. Our anniversary, 12 years this year, and it has flown by. So in 10 years, I'll be a grandfather. And hopefully, my biggest prayer is I still have hair for my grandchildren to pull on or something. I don't know. I just want to still have some hair. But anyways, thank you, Pastor Jeff. Listen, as someone that every single week prepares to give presentations, it takes a lot of time and effort to put all of this information together. Not just that, but the slides that he took time to put together. So we appreciate that. Thank you very much, because he's doing that just to be helpful. If you say it's not helpful, at least notice that he tried to be helpful, okay? He at least tried. He gave effort. And another thing you can budget is your time. It's called a calendar, and it's something that I have also tried to get better at as well. So anyways, let us pray together tonight. Father, I thank you that you do give good gifts to your children. We do want to be good stewards. Lord, I pray that you would help us to take control, command of the money, that it wouldn't just flow through and in our life. But God, how can we be more intentional to be good stewards of what you've given us? Help us, teach us, strengthen us. God, empower us to be greater givers and stewards of what you have entrusted to us, Lord. And we just say thank you for entrusting us with finances, with time, with relationships, with the giftings and the abilities that we have. And Lord, I pray that the words that were spoken tonight, that they would not just fall upon barren soil or closed ears, but God, may we take them to heart. May we truly put work into making our budget work so that we can be more effective in advancing your kingdom. God, we love you, we praise you, and I just speak a blessing over your people tonight. I say, may the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance upon you, may he keep you in his peace, may he smile all over you, and may he grant you eternal peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. One thing that I can you put that budget up there one more time, please, Shelley? I just want to look at that. I would encourage you, if you've never budgeted, to ask Pastor Jeff for this. This would be a huge, huge help. Or maybe you can use the Every Dollar app. We have used the Every Dollar app, and it did help, but we've also went to where we write down our budget, and this works better for us. We weren't as on top of the Every Dollar app as we are something that we write down every single month and we use. But I was just trying to look through the miscellaneous. If there's like a unexpected, like just $20 or $30 or something, like, you know, something that comes up, do you budget that emergency fund? Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, we'll get to that later. But love you guys so much. Have a blessed week.